In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When you buy clothes made in China for your family and buy toys made in China for your children, you should remember that your dollars are going straight into the hands of a communist government. This is not trade, as Americans understand the term, because the Chinese buy little or nothing from us in return. They are just selling to us and pocketing an incredible $162 billion a year, which they use to build up their military machine. All these cheap goods coming in from China are also costing American jobs. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that in January of this year alone, 12,000 American jobs were lost in the apparel and textile industries. The Chinese government still maintains Mao-style labor re-education camps, a vast system of 300 prisons wholly separate from the judicial system. About 300,000 people are in these camps, which the government uses as a major tool to maintain itself in power. The police can sweep up hundreds of people without the complications of court trials. Labor re-education camps opened under the communists in 1957, and they are still functioning in full force. These camps are a quick, easy way for the government to indoctrinate people in communist ideology and at the same time get a lot of free manual labor for government projects. Many members of the Falun Gong are in these camps because the communist government disapproves of any religion it does not control. 12 million Catholics live in China, but they are divided between those who attend churches under the control of the communists and those who attend underground churches that retain allegiance to Rome, which are illegal. Anybody who attends an illegal church is subject to arrest, and just last month, the government arrested 7 priests who dared to conduct a religious service in the underground church. When you buy goods made in China, just remember what kind of government is pocketing the profits.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As the last stronghold for communism, China steals our technology, arms our street gangs, and manufactures inferior products. So why does the U.S. continue free trade with China? If you're concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for information on trade with China. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who agrees that life expectancy would grow by leaps and bounds if green vegetables smelled as good as bacon, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, I just had a quick little story towards the end of the program concerning what the Chinese government was allowing as far as art was concerned. And I must have pitched the thing. I don't have it around here now, so I can't quote it exactly. But what the point was that anything that was disagreeable to the leaders of the state was not going to be allowed. That, hey, the state came first, and we had to remember that the Communist Party was what was important, and we didn't want to see anything acted out on the stage or in any form of art that would be give a discredit to the Communist Party. And then I closed that with saying, and here in Sacramento, California, they have a display there, an art display, where it shows an American flag being flushed down a toilet. Well, now I see a picture of this, and it's not an American flag. And it gives us a totally different viewpoint than what I was led to believe it was yesterday. What it is a picture of, actually it's not a picture, it's like a cutout of the map of the United States. And it's colored like the American flag. It has the stars up in the Washington area, up in the Great Northwest, or some stars, and then the stripes go across the rest of the continent. I mean, the rest of the nation, and it is going down the toilet. And to the side here, it says "Tanks," not "Thanks," but "Tanks to Mr. Bush." Now, this, I don't know if this was done prior to. It couldn't have been done after CAFTA was signed, but CAFTA was certainly in the making. But when we look at CAFTA, we look at the open borders, we look at all of the things that are happening here in America that's literally making us a second-rate nation, it puts a different light on this thing. Now, I'm looking at an article that says, "Help defeat CAFTA." Well, this is an old article, obviously, because CAFTA has now become law. But it is written by Charlotte Eisenberg. She's been on this show many times. And she says, I want to comment on a comment that was made by former president of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev. During a visit to London in March 23rd, 2000, the former Soviet dictator referred to the emerging European Union, the EU, as the new European Soviet. Now, I'm quoting Charlotte Eisenberg here. And she says, what Bush is implementing in this hemisphere is the same communist regional system. Regionalism is communism, she says, and can be similarly referred to as the new American Soviet. All regions being created internationally are modeled on the European Union. This scenario is quite similar to the three-stage plan outlined by Stalin in 1936, Communist International. At that meeting, the official program proclaimed, dictatorship can be established only by a victory of socialism and different countries or groups of countries, after which there would be federal unions of the various groupings of these socialist countries, and the third stage would be an agglomeration of these regional federal unions into a world union of socialist nations. So when you look at that and see that this is not the American flag going down the toilet, it is a takeoff on the United States losing its sovereignty is what it amounts to. So like I say, it puts a whole new light on this. They say a lot of conservative Republicans are really upset about this. But I'd say that there are a lot of conservative Republicans that are going, say, hey, you know, this is what's happening to it. I talked to a fellow a long time this morning, and he said, Derry, I would never say it on the air. But he said, he is a person that's on the air quite regularly. But he said, I can see this socialist thing. He said, there's no doubt about it. He says, no matter how hard we work, these socialists are so entrenched that we are now a socialist nation. They can call it a free country if we want to, but he said we are a socialist nation. And this fellow is a very, very alert on politics. He's pretty well up on what he talks about. And you know, you see this sort of thing, and now here we go with the CAFTA is now law, and next step will be, and just like Stalin says, it's a three-stage thing. You don't just do it all at once. You can't have a dictatorship until you get all these socialist nations combined. Now, we're going to have CAFTA take hold. We'll be involved in CAFTA here. I guess I assume that Bush has already signed the thing. I imagine he has. If he hasn't, he certainly will. And the next step is going to be the FTAA, which is the Free Trade of the Americas. We're getting ready to go back to school. I heard a story coming in this morning, the big yellow buses, they're getting them ready to roll. And just as soon as these kids get in school, they're going to start learning how great all this stuff is. And the teachers, there may be a few teachers out there that are students of the Constitution, but the majority of them, if you talk to them, they have no idea of what Agenda 21 is, of what sustainable development is, what any of the things are that we talk about, and they won't understand what CAFTA is going to do at all. Anyway, let's take a break. I hear the music. I'll give you our phone number, which means we'll take your call. That's no problem today. 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, and I'll be back after these messages.
The Derry Brownfield Show. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Let's start taking some calls. Jeff in Massachusetts. Hi, Jeff. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, indeed. Now, as far as the CAFTA bill is concerned, this is a testimony. I called up my congressman through an aide and basically told my congressman about CAFTA and said, and basically said to vote against it. You know, and the good thing is he did vote against it, Mike Capuano. But the thing still passed anyways. And the thing is, I talked to people about this bill, a couple of people at my workplace. One was a 50-year-old. He got it. He knew that this thing stinks. Talked to a young woman. A glaze came over her eyes. It was like I was speaking a foreign language to her. And that's the obstacle that we have to deal with. And to make things worse, there was a virtual media blackout on this. Yeah, there was a few little tidbits on the websites of these hosts, like Laura Ingraham and people like that, the syndicated people. But rather than that, there, no coverage.
No, you didn't hear anything on Fox or CNN or ABC, any of them.
I don't watch too much TV, but I listen to radio. I mean, because radio, you get a better sense of what's going on off the radio. TV, forget it.
Well, you know, we had a caller yesterday that called in and said he called the O'Reilly show, not the TV show, but O'Reilly's 3-hour daytime program on the air, on the radio.
Yeah.
And he said that O'Reilly let him talk for about 5 minutes.
I'm glad.
And he said what he was going to say, and he said there was silence, dead air. O'Reilly was kind of spellbound, and he said, well, I don't know anything about these trade deals, really. I don't understand them. Well, see, that's the problem. And if they did understand them, I will assure you Riley wouldn't be sitting in that chair every night. If he did understand them and said the things that he really believed about them, they wouldn't allow him to do it.
Exactly. You know what it is? It's called deflection. It's called letting the person say what they want to say, because that happened to me on a talk show last night. I got on the local talk show and was talking about CAFTA. The host said, Jeff, stop bumming me out here. And basically I basically said my piece and got off the air. And other callers just talked about other things. And I said, you know, it's by the people, for the people. People don't want to hear anything negative. People don't want to think about anything negative. It's eat, drink, and be merry, and go to the baseball game. Well, I got news for you. if Muhammad Khalid Allah Akbar sets one off because of our loose border policy, then guess what? People are going to clamor for martial law.
Okay, and we're clamoring for time here.
Yes,
we're going to have to take a break, and I appreciate the call, Jeff. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Craig in New York. Hi, Craig. You're on the air.
Hi. I have to say I am in favor of CAFTA, which would be unpopular with you. Do you want me to explain why?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people that are in favor of CAFTA.
I think it's essential to.
I mean, there were more congressmen and senators in favor of it than were not in favor of it. So go ahead.
It's just that in order to have freedom, you have to be able to move your capital and your own property in a way of your choosing, and tariffs and taxation and regulations prevent people from keeping their own property. Or their capital, or money, whatever word you want to use for it.
Explain that.
If I want to sell my products overseas, and they have tariffs, then that prevents me from doing
okay,
what I want.
Okay, what are you selling? Give me an example.
Well, it's no longer in the nature of business, say, usually for small business to do trading. It's not like many, many years ago. But if I am part of a corporation, I'm part of selling, let's say, cameras from Kodak or something like that.
Okay.
And if there are tariffs against a business where there are individuals in this business trying to do what they want with their property, you're putting limits on their freedom to move their property in a way of their choosing.
All right, you realize that the people in these Central America countries, Guatemala, Nicaragua, those countries, you can hire them for 30 cents an hour. I don't think they're going to be buying very many of your cameras.
Yeah, but it's... there's also the freedom of people here to do what they want with their money and people there to do the same.
Well, it's a freedom.
If they do something better than us, they're entitled to do it.
It's a freedom for our mega corporations. In other words, Kodak can take their manufacturing jobs down there and make cameras for 30 cents an hour so they can bring them back here to the United States and sell them at a higher price.
Yeah, but then in turn, the American consumer pays a lot less for certain food products like fruits and whatnot.
But yes, in the same time, then there are a lot fewer people here in America without jobs, so they're not going to be buy those cameras either.
But unemployment right now is one of the lowest percentages in the last 50 years.
Right, but most of those unemployed people are working at McDonald's. They're doing jobs that cannot be outsourced. As far as the manufacturers are concerned, they're gone.
Yet the average income of Americans has increased almost every year the last 50 years, even adjusted for inflation.
Okay, that is because the average American is not really average anymore. In other words, it's the middle American that's losing ground here. When we see there are a lot of people making $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year, and that brings the average way up. But if you take out, I just saw today where, and I have it here in this stack of paper someplace, if I can find it, and I doubt if I can very quickly, but ExxonMobil made, here it is, okay, ExxonMobil today recorded $7.64 billion in the last 3 months. That's just in one quarter. Now, those executives, are they earn, the CEOs and the executives of those corporations earn up into millions of dollars a year. So that brings the average wage earner way up there. But if you take the average middle-class American that's out here trying to support a couple of kids, go to school, make house payments, hey, they're not part of the crowd anymore. But I do appreciate your call, Craig. I think you're wrong, but maybe I'm wrong, and a few years from now we'll know who was right. Let's move along. Go to, is it Lewis in Missouri? Lewis in Missouri. Hi, you're on the air, Lewis.
Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm out here building fence trying to keep some heifers in.
Have you got a good set of stretchers and a good plier?
Yeah.
You know, you can't buy a good fencing pliers anymore.
I know. I got a cut on my arm here from the barbed wire. But anyway, I was listening to you yesterday there, and he's talking about this guy called in and talked to Bill O'Reilly about CAFTA.
Uh-huh.
Well, last night I was listening to him on the radio, and he, right on his radio station there, he said he supported NAFTA, and he also supported CAFTA. I think he knows all about what's going on. He's always going on and on about how he's looking out for the folks or who's taking care of the folks. Well, he's not taking care of the folks. He's taking care of Bill O'Reilly, the Fox Network.
Well, you would think so.
Well, I believe. I mean, I'm sure he is, and this guy just called in. I don't think he's from the United States, or he don't know what he's talking about. This thing's wrong. We all know it.
Well, anyhow.
But anyway, one more point. I was out at the wall out there in the Badlands, and I run into a little gal that was listening to your station out there from Sturgeon, 810.
Right.
And anyway, her dad is, I think he's involved in that groundhog thing out there, or that prairie dog.
Prairie dog. They're groundhogs, all right.
But anyway, the prairie dog. But anyway, I wanted to give you that information.
All right. You get
hang in there. We appreciate you out here.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Let's go to, I've got time. Harold in Tennessee. Hi, Harold. You're up next.
Okay, Derry, how are you doing today?
Oh, wonderful.
You know, on this CAFTA deal and FTAA,
right.
Instead of people calling them stupid Congress people, start boycotting the news media. Don't buy none of the news media products and call the sponsors and tell them how sorry they are. And might get the news media kicking back around to our side.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's more of them than there is of us.
Yeah, I know it, but...
But anyway, hey, I hear music here, and I'm going to have to take a break. Thanks for the call, Harold. Let's move along. We'll be right back. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west, or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Powerhouse Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. The last oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50 plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells a 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Friends, I want to tell you about Steel Span Buildings for hay or machinery storage, or if you're just needing a workshop, Steel Span Buildings will solve your storage needs. Spanning from 20 to 80 feet wide and up to any length desired, Steel Span Buildings is the largest manufacturer of Quonset-style structures in the world. Now, these buildings are designed to be built by yourself. They're easy to add on to, and because the arch has long been known for its unmatched strength, they're the strongest, most maintenance-free buildings in the industry. And most important, friends, these buildings are affordable. See side-by-side comparisons why steel-span buildings are clearly the better choice against standard truss-type buildings on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com, or call toll-free 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says he always tries to be modest. And he's proud of it. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Before we take any more calls, and we have a bank of callers, just hang on there, people. I want to explain a little bit about how this thing got passed. Because the people that were voting on this knew better. Now, there's some that didn't, no doubt. But the majority of the, and I didn't keep up with it that close on the Senate. But on the House side, there were a lot of congressmen that knew that this is not good for America. And Bush knew it was not going to pass. And it was clear up till midnight. And if you remember, the other day, just before his voting on it, one of the leaders in the administration, I don't remember which one it was, made the comment that when will the vote come? He said it could come at midnight, it could come at 4 o'clock in the morning, whenever we know we have enough votes. Well, Bush was there. They were twisting arms up until after midnight before this thing passed. Now, here's what Dennett Hastert approached Mr. Hayes on the House floor. He's North Carolina Republican, Hayes is, Robin Hayes. And if anybody knows anything at all about these trade arrangements, the people in North and South Carolina know. Because if you go to that country, and you heard the other day when I had my son Jay on, and he was talking about how the textile industry and the furniture industry had all moved out of the Carolinas, and that's what the Carolinas were was their main source of income, and they're gone. And so Robin Hayes knows that, and he voted against it. He actually voted against it, but see, you can change your vote. He said, Bennett Hastert came and approached him on the floor with a personal appeal. We've got to have your vote. The speaker insisted. Mr. Hayes recalled the conversation. What do we need to do for your people, for jobs in your district, for you to vote on this bill? Hayes said, I've already voted. It's no. He said, we do need new protections for our district's textile production workers. I didn't know there were any left. Jay did say that in his town of Asheboro, there was one that held on that made specialty items that you couldn't get from Mexico. You know, that somebody came in there and wanted something made, maybe just shirts for the Common Sense Coalition or something. They could do that. But, you know, they don't get big orders anymore. Anyway, he says, he said he'd do his best, and he changed his vote then. He changed his vote. And here's his comment. They've got a proven history of doing what they say. I can't believe he's that dumb, because have you ever heard the government do what it said it was going to do? I mean, go back to income tax. Oh, it's just 1% of anything over, what was it, $10,000, $15,000, something that nobody made back in 1913. It was just for movie actors and people like Henry Ford. They're the only ones that are going to have to pay. And the government never tells the truth. Anyway, he did change his vote. Here's another one. In the days leading up to the vote, administration officials, joined the lobbying at times, granting personal favors and indulging personal ideas. How else to explain the fact that Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, he says, while our lawmakers leveraged the looming vote for highway money, funding-raising commitments, and party elders or side deals to protect the textile products, Mr. Sensenbrenner made raising commitments from party elders and side deals. And anyway, it goes on and on and on about how they just went in there literally and bought those votes. One commentator said he's with the Institute of the International Economic Institute for International Economics. He said by trading so many concessions for votes on CAFTA, President Bush raised the cost of future deals. The price was very high. Each time you do this, you have more claimants. Yet in the final hours, the Bush team focused on passing CAFTA, not on what future deals might cost. Now, this is a long article, and it goes on and on, but I think you get the point here. Those votes were bought. And don't we have any? Yeah, we do have. I know Ron Paul's not for sale. But you'd think those people would stand up and say, no, we know this is not good for this nation, and we're not going to vote for it. You're not going to get by with this. But they will not speak up, and they have every right to do that. Anyway, I have an article here I want to share with you, and then we'll get back to the telephones. But Adam Smith wrote this in The Wealth of the Nations, a book that he wrote and published in 1776. That was the year, of course, that this country was founded. He says this, it cannot be very difficult to determine who have been the contrivers of this whole mercantile economic system. Not the consumers, whose interest has been entirely neglected, but the producers, whose interest has been so carefully attended to, and among this latter class of our merchants and manufacturers have been by far the principal architects. The interest of our manufacturers has been most particularly attended to, and the interest, not so much of the consumers as that of some other sets of producers, has been sacrificed to it. Now, he wrote this in 1776. If you go through there and change three or four words, you'd think it was written yesterday. Now, let me go through there and change the words. It cannot be very difficult to determine who have been the contrivers of this whole global economic system. That's what was changed. We took mercantile out and put global economic system in. Not the consumers, whose interest has been entirely neglected, but the producers, giant transnational corporations. Take out producers and insert giant transnational corporations, whose interest has been so carefully attended to, and among this latter class are agribusiness and oil corporations. Take out the words merchants and manufacturers and put in their agribusiness and oil corporations have been by far the principal architects. The interest of our manufacturers, take out manufacturers and put meat packers in there, has been most particularly attended to, and the interest, not so much as a consumer's as that of some other sets of independent cattlemen, has been sacrificed to it all. That was written back in 1776, and people, things haven't changed very much. Let's go to Yvette in Missouri. Hi, Yvette, you're on the air.
Hi, Barry. You were talking to someone earlier in the program, and you agreed with him that you will never see anything presenting your and mine point of view about CAFTA on CNN, and I just wanted to point out that is incorrect.
Oh, really?
If you watch Lou Dobbs at 5 and 10 in Missouri on CNN, he has actively pursued this. He has a number of stories. One is Our Broken Borders, where he covered the Minutemen favorably. He has what he calls the high cost of free trade. And this has been an ongoing story he has covered extensively all the way through CAFTA being proposed in the Senate and now the House passing it. And he has, like I said, very similar points of view, so much so I wonder how long he'll be on the air.
You're not the first person that says that, and I see some of his editorials. Lou Dobbs does do a pretty good job. I will admit that when I go to CNN and I just flip around to see who is saying what, you see what I mean? And I go to that 30-minute program, you know, just what do they call it? The
flying news.
The what?
That's called headline.
Headline news. That's really all I see on CNN.
Your own information. If your viewers want to find out how their representatives voted, they can go to the Lou Dobbs website, which is probably www.loudobbs.com, I'm guessing on that, and find out. He said he would post it.
Right. There are several websites you can get that. Someone sent me the website, and I didn't, I mean, it's pages long, and I knew how our people voted, but anyway. Hey, I appreciate your call on that event.
Okay.
Hey, let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Hi, Joe. You're up next.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. Yeah, I wanted to say something about that guy that called in and said that he was in favor of CAFTA, and maybe a little back to basics would help here. And the whole reason you have a country with a border, you know, your country comes into existence, draws a border, and the whole reason for having that border there is to control people and goods going across the border for the benefit of the people that live inside the border. Otherwise, there's no point in having a country and drawing a border in the first place. And so one of the jobs of the government is to protect the country from invasion. And you can have different kinds of invasion. You know, you can have invasion of foreign armies. And, of course, that would be bad for the country, and the government's supposed to stop that. And you can have invasion of people coming in, you know, doing things that are bad for the people of the country, and the government's supposed to control who comes to visit, you know.
And I'm going to have to control the time. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net. thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Let's go back to the telephones. Paul and Joe, where is... Oh, Joe's with us still yet. Oh, thank you, Jeff. Yeah, Joe, hi. I'm sorry. We got caught there with the computer telling us it was time for a commercial break. Go ahead.
Yeah, those computers are our bosses. So I was talking about how one of the jobs of the government is control who comes, what people come across the borders to protect the country from invasion, military and otherwise. That would be bad for the country. And, of course, another form of invasion that an enemy country or just any country can, you know, involve themselves in is economic invasion. Like a country like China, for instance, could flood our markets with products that would take industries away from our country, put our people out of work, take the money out of our country, and in other ways damage our country. And so having free trade is opening the door wide to economic invasion like that. And so one of the perfectly legitimate jobs of the government is to protect the country from economic invasion so that our people stay and work, our industries stay here, we maintain our culture, we don't lose too much money, and so on like that. And especially, I think, the worst result of this free trade will be that America will lose all the know-how. You know, of course, you'd learn how to do things by doing them, by working in those industries. And it looks like all the production and all the productive industry is going to go out of this country, you know, so there won't be, you know, there's the famous phrase, Yankee know-how. Americans used to know how to do everything better than anybody else in the world. And it looks like all the know-how now is going to be out of America and in other countries, and that's going to be the loss of the greatest wealth that America had, I think.
And, you know, I agree with you 100%. And back to the school system. We're going to go back to school now in just a matter of days. I started to go into this story before, and we started taking phone calls. But coming into town this morning, I heard one of the broadcasters talk about the big yellow buses are getting ready to roll. We used to graduate kids that knew things, and today they don't. And I had a long conversation with a gentleman the other day that hires help. He's not a big entrepreneur, but he hires young people, and he has a retail business where they have to run the cash register. And he says, just go to your kids that you see around on the street and ask them, how many $100 bills does it take to make $1,000? And he said the biggest part of them will look at you dumbfounded. They don't know. And what got him started on this, we've got these cash registers today that figure out everything. He said they can't make change. They can't count. They can't add and subtract. And he said a sale was like for $1.99. And the person just laid a dollar bill up there. And this kid put the dollar bill in there, hit the cash register, you know, $1, and it came up minus 99 cents. So the kid gave him 99 cents change back. He said, you can't believe that they don't have any common sense whatsoever. And he went to talk to the school board about this. He said it just fell on deaf ears, but he says, you're not teaching these kids math at all. He said, they can't add, they can't subtract. He said, just start asking children on the street, how many $100 bills does it take to make $1,000? Or how many times will 100 go into 1,000? He said, they don't have any idea. But hey, I appreciate your call, Joe. We're going to move along. We'll take the final break of the hour, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
What are your feet doing today?
Well, if they're like a lot of other adventurous, fun-seeking feet, they'll be walking through the gates of the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia!
August 11th through the 21st. Why did 758,000 feet do it last year? Because these feet know where to go to have fun! Never taken your feet to the Missouri State Fair?
Give it a whirl!
Nowhere but the fair will you find the variety of fun stuff to see and do. Stroll through the grounds, hit the Carnival Midway, make tracks to see Garth Stacker, Brian Berg, create a replica of the new Isle of Capri Casino Hotel solely out of playing cards. Mosey over and try out your vocal cords at the Budweiser Crew Music Roadhouse. Stop by and grab a corn dog. Tour the many exhibits from the livestock to fine arts to the Missouri State Fair Museum. Find more fair fun at mostatefair.com. Then bring your feet and your friend's feet to the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia and have some fun! The Missouri State Fair, August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia.
Give it a whirl!
Jerry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Turned. We're in the home stretch here. We have quite a few callers. We'll try to get to as many as we possibly can. Paul in Illinois. Hi, Paul. You're up next.
Oh, Jerry, I got a story here about Africa. I seen on PBS the other night, and it's directly similar to the deal between the United States and Mexico. Okay, Botswana, they got a pretty good economy there. You know, it's moving along, and things is orderly, and they got neighbors. It's Zimbabwe. You heard about that.
Oh, yes.
And Robert Mugabe, he's played that country dry, and the people have nothing there, and they're all trying to come to Botswana. Okay, they got electric fence around there, and they had the leader of Botswana was on the program explaining if they open them borders and all them Zimbabweans come up there, it would wreck their country. It's directly the same as the United States and Mexico. If all them Mexicans comes up here with no borders, and not only that, now they've opened up the whole South America for all of them to come up here. That's going to wreck the United States. And it showed one woman that had snuck across, and she took any kind of job she could get. You know, she was keeping a low profile. And she did whatever she could, and all the money she made, she sent back to her relatives in Zimbabwe, got it back there somehow. And anyway, it's a direct situation. I wish everybody could watch that. That was on PBS. Wide Angle is the name of the series, and Bill Moyers had a lot to do with it. He used to be on the Now program, you know, and he was pretty, you know, out with it about what was going on. And anyway, I wish everybody could see that program. It would be a wonderful thing.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call, Paul. Let's go to Jim in Kansas. Hi, Jim. Hey, Jim with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Derry, I want to ask your opinion on something. I'll make it real quick. I like to listen to you talk. You take these guys that's voting on these trade agreements. Most of them are very, very wealthy, and most of them have done very little physical labor in their life. They gathered it all right here in the good old USA. Why do you think they vote for the way they do on these trade agreements? Because if it was put to the American public's vote, it would flunk.
Oh, CNN ran a poll that it was just one of those polls where you do it on the internet and all, but it was like 96 or 98, I don't know, but almost 100%.
You're not answering my question. I want your opinion. Why do you think Bush? He's 58 years old. He's a multimillionaire. Why would he be trying to sell the country down the drain this way?
The same reason that Clinton wanted to sell the country down the drain. The same reason that John Kerry wanted to sell the country down the drain. Apparently, it is No, it's not dollars. Clinton didn't want, Jeff said dollars in my ear. Oh, power. Yeah, it's a power thing, I guess. I have no idea why they would do it.
You don't think somebody sends him a picture of a casket and tells him what to do?
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. I don't doubt that at all. No, we know. And by the way, the fella called me the other day and said, Derry, have you seen the video? And I believe he said it was on... He got it off of one of the major networks, and he's sending it to me about the Bilderbergers and the CFR, and he said it had all those secret organizations, and it's an hour long program, and I didn't see it, but he's going to get it to me. But yeah, you. No doubt these people are puppets and people are pulling the strings for them. That's why the leaders don't care whether it's Democrats or Republicans get elected. And that's why they scared Ross Perot out where he wouldn't run. You know, he was going to, but he decided that it'd be better for his health or his family's health or somebody's health that he didn't run. But hey, you're right. And we must call this a day because the clock says so. And may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.